broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Their news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, baby. And we are here each and every night for you. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Why is that? Because we go to some pretty weird places. Together, we go to those weird places. And I'm looking at the military channel right now. You see that, bud? That is the Marine Corps raising the flag over Iwo Jima.
Oh, that's the one.
Yes, that's the one. Bud keeps asking, which is that flag-raising one? There it is. Welcome to the show, and again, this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhenryshow.com. And last night, you know, we had all kinds of problems with our internet service. The internet server just crashed that provides our video feed. But tonight we are on our video cast as we are every night, Phil TV in HD. Get over there, get yourself a backstage pass. Not only do you watch the video cast of the five-day video archive, you have archives that go back 12, 13, 14 years of our audio, every single show that we did from 1999 on and some before. We have a daily podcast of this radio show. We have our Classic Phil podcast. We have our blogs. We have our news feed. And we have other legacy material that has been archived as well, both video and audio. So check it out, philhenryshow.com. We're very proud of that site, and we're proud of it for a couple of reasons. One being, we don't think there's another radio site for a radio show anywhere in the world quite like it. Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks. All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and that's that drinking game I told you. We have two numbers. We have one during the week, and then when we do our local show in Los Angeles on Saturday night, we go to another number.
Yeah, do it at the local one.
The local number starts out 800. The national number starts out 877, and that's probably what screws me up, because you would think that the local number, well, never mind. 877-876-PHIL. Well, tomorrow is a day that has been highlighted by this man. I don't know what this guy is. Mr. Harold Camping and his followers are predicting that tomorrow, the 21st, is the rapture, the end of the end times, whatever the hell they call it. It's highly religious and therefore specific to the Christian faith. According to this article in the New York Times, if Harold Camping and his followers are correct, Gertrude Stein's famous comment about Oakland, that there is no there there. I bet you didn't know that Gertrude Stein said that about Oakland. You probably didn't know Gertrude Stein said that about anybody. Anyway, it might finally be true. If not, some local churchgoers say they'll set up encampments outside the headquarters of Mr. Camping, the self-proclaimed biblical soothsayer who has prophesied the end of the world on Saturday with an eye toward consoling the disappointed. In a state where fringe leaders like the Reverend Jim Jones and fringe groups, the Heaven's Gate cult, have often found followers and whose beliefs end in mass suicide, not everyone is laughing about the prediction. One thing about the goofy guys that are out here, the followers they collect are from the Midwest. All right.
Well, that's true, man.
All right, let me get on the phone here. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Steve is a construction contractor. He also comments on a variety of news events for us here on the program. Steve, this is an event that has been predicted by this man, and this is a guy, like many people that have come before him, a guy who some people are taking seriously.
Well, Phil, I am a believer myself. I'm a Christian, and Mr. Camping has made this prediction, and there have been others, as you mentioned, that have been made. We had a great many millennium predictions. We had the loose prophet predictions back in the turn of the century here, the millennium. And, of course, there were people who thought there would be a Y2K bug and so on. That's not really a religious, although there were some who thought that that was part of the end time. This is a situation that's a little bit different. This is a man who's a former civil engineer. He had built a little radio empire there for a while. He had a single radio station and then eventually bought 200 stations and a couple of television stations. And he made around $34 million in investments, got about $56 million in assets, about $29 million in mortgages. And So this is a man who has a lot, you know.
And he's also 89 years old.
And so, well, what does that mean?
Well, it means something that I've said a lot on my show, that old men are particularly...
No, I've heard you say that, that the old guys are the ones that always predict the end of the world.
Yeah, the old guys always do predict the end of the world, and the reason why I say that is because I think it's the vanity of growing old that you think, since your life is coming to an end, the entire civilization is coming to an end. I think it's symptomatic of growing old that some sort of lose their wits a little bit and think that their lives are ending, and so the world's coming to an end.
Well, I think that's a little bit presumptuous. This is a man, Mr. Camping, has used these resources I mentioned. He's bought billboards in space, and he's got millions of pamphlets. I read one of them that does, in fact, warn of the doomsday, and explains his mathematical calculation that he picked out May 21, 2011.
All right, tell me how he came to that date.
Okay, it's a complex formula. It involves the biblical flood that was survived by Noah, and then a 7,000-year clock, if you will, ticking from the moment that the biblical flood was survived by Noah. Then the 7,000-year clock is ticking. And then you subtract the subtraction of a year due to a difference between the Old Testament and New Testament calendars. Now
this is a guy who has done his math before, is my understanding.
Well, no, he hasn't. The press has reported that his math has been flawed.
Did he not predict the end of the world in 1994?
No, he did not predict the end of the world in 1994. He said it was a possibility of a cataclysmic event, but that was not... But this time around, he says we are just a few days. And that's the part that scares me. That the government.
Are you worried? Do you believe tomorrow's the end?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. And, all right, I don't want to worry you any more than you are.
I'm only worried because it comes up on you very quick and. Boy.
My understanding was, and I spoke with Jason and with Bud, and they both said that your concern is that the government has somehow made a joke out of this whole thing.
The Center for Disease Control had, I think, done something that was just below the lowest. It's the lowest thing I've ever known. When they came out with some sort of a joke, they said, pamphlet or booklet on how to survive hurricane season, and they made it about the invasion of so-called zombies or the dead. Now, the rapture, those of us who believe in it know that the rapture, part of the rapture, is that the dead will rise and the dead will walk again. Well, mister, the last thing you want to do with anyone who is believing in the rapture of the dead coming again is to be talking about...
Are you all right?
Hold on. The last thing you want to do...
I mean, do you want to take a drink of water or something?
No, sir, I'm all right. The last thing you want to do is talk about, a dead man coming up and walking around. And that's what they did at the Center of Disease Control, and that's what some of us believe this time tomorrow will be happening, that we will have been drawn to heaven, the dead will rise.
And when you say we, you mean you and those that are saved?
Yes, sir. And then the apocalypse will happen.
The apocalypse?
The apocalypse will happen, and that's when the world is then ended. So, in those steps.
It's funny. I saw a movie called The Rapture with Mimi Rogers. It was actually a very good movie.
Well, this ain't no movie, I can tell you that.
No, I know that, but I'm looking back on that movie and I realize that that's they did it quite accurately. There were people that were gone, and then the rest of the people were just running around on Earth trying to figure out what was happening, and these four horsemen.
Yeah, those are the four horsemen of apocalypse that will come down and they are, there's death, there's famine, there's two or three more. Here's the thing that I feel, I am concerned that the government has made a joke out of something that I believe is going to happen.
All right, I got to jump in and ask you a question here. I also want to give a number out for our listeners out there tonight, because I'm sure that there's some conversation to be had here. Our number is 877-876-7445. I feel almost like a movie of the week type talk show host that they always show before some major earthquake or, you know, oh, I'm sure it can't happen, you know.
Well, Mr. Henry, that could very well be you. I mean, you could be the one that everybody's, you know, laughs, and they look, you know, look at how stupid he looks, talking like a smart ass. And I'm not saying you are a smart ass.
I don't think I've been a smart ass. I think I'm being polite. Okay.
I understand that, but you're still a non-believer, and so you have to. There's no choice but for you. You must go to hell, and that's what I believe, and I know you don't.
All right, Steve, I will accept that you believe that. Excuse me if I don't accept it myself, but I'll accept that you believe that. I want to be clear about something here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
At what time of the day?
Is the rapture going to take place?
Yes, sir.
I believe in the early evening.
In the early evening?
Yes, sir.
And that's tomorrow?
Yes, sir. And the thing that also irritates me and irritates other Christians is to hear people like you, Mr. Henry, go, and that's tomorrow. Like, you don't care?
And I can't. If you want me to work up a bad case of the nervous fits, I can't do it, you know?
Well, it insults me, because you have to understand, this is the rapture. And it should be scaring you to death. And you're on your show now, let's take a commercial break. And
I'm sorry, sir. I can't get wound up about it.
This is going to happen, Mr. Henry. This is going to happen.
All right, I tell you what I'm going to do.
And no, I'm not going to do some stupid thing like, can I have your house?
No. But I do want you back on my show on Monday night if it doesn't happen.
Well, it will happen, so.
All right, it will happen, so you won't be on any radio show.
No, there won't be any radio show.
Okay, there won't be any radio show. But will you just, for fun, say that you'll be on my show Monday night?
I won't say that, because I believe that the rapture's coming tomorrow.
So you can't even say to me, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call your house Monday night.
You can't call my house Monday night.
All right, so I shouldn't even have said anything.
That's right.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445. The government should have taken this more seriously.
The government had a golden opportunity to help those of us who believe that this event's going to take place, and they blew it.
I'm going to come back and ask you what the government should have said, Steve, and what the pamphlet should have said instead of the zombie invasion. Because if this is the rapture, and if there is a very specific protocol, the saved are taken to heaven, and the dead will rise, and then the end of the world comes, I don't know that there's much the government could have done in terms of preparedness for something like that. Your feelings, folks, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here with me and Stephen Bozell. We're talking about the prediction by Harold Camping. Mr. Camping, the owner of a great many Christian radio stations, himself, I'm sure, I don't know if he's an ordained minister or not, but I would imagine he's steeped in his religion, and he has predicted, using a biblical formula, 7,000 years from the end of the great flood, the flood that that Noah and his family and the animals on the ark survived, 7,000 years from the end of that, and I think eliminating or subtracting a year, right, Steve?
That is correct. correct between Old and New Testament.
And so he has come up with tomorrow. I that's as specific as it gets. You have said, sir, that there's no way that this is not going to happen. You believe it's going to happen. You don't even want to consider the possibility that it won't happen.
Well, I will only say this to you, that I have been put through a lot, as all of us believers have, as we wait for this day to arrive, Mr. Henry, and if for whatever reason it does not happen, then we have a problem, because there's going to be a lawsuit. And I will file that lawsuit against anyone that was laughing or making me look like a fool in front of my family.
And anyone that was laughing.
Well, sir, I am not a cynic. Any reasonable person, in my opinion, would believe the same thing that I'm believing. And cynics, this is a reasonable thing, okay? Mr. Camping owns Christian radio stations. He's an authority. And this cynical age we live in, it's time for us to get a little bit of payback on a cynic. And anyone who, and I've been mocked.
Well, Noah was mocked. Noah was laughed at. Can't you look at it that way?
Noah was mocked and Noah was laughed at. Yes, sir. Yes, he was.
Well, can't you look at it that way? Can't you be Noah?
No, I can't. Only God. Noah was beloved of God. But Noah did not have the court system that we have. He did not have the opportunity to sue.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we speak of the potential rapture tomorrow here on the Phil Henry Show, let me go over to Mark in Ontario, California. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just want to say this group of lunatics, they're not Christians. People are calling them Christians. They're not Christians. They're lunatics. Because the Bible makes it quite clear. No one knows the day or the hour. We know the season. We are in that season. But it's not the day or no one knows the day or the hour. And these are not Christians. And that great earthquake that they're talking about, that great earthquake is talked about in the Bible. That's at the end of the tribulation when Jesus Christ physically comes back to Jerusalem, sets his foot on the Mount of Olives, and the mountains are leveled. The whole earth is shaken to its core. That's the earthquake that the Bible talks about. These are not Christians. They're lunatics.
Well, you could call Mr. Camping a lunatic, sir, but he is steeped in the religion. He's like I say, he's a prime voice in a religious and Christian community. He has studied the Bible, I dare say, at least as much as you have. And when you say no one knows the date or the time, but they know the season, well, we're in the season, aren't we?
Well, they're talking about the day. No one knows the day or the hour. And the test of a prophet is in Deuteronomy 19. If someone says something and it doesn't come true, the scriptures in Deuteronomy 19 says they should be put to death. Not one chance do they get of misrepresenting the scripture. They should be put to death. And that's exactly what the scripture says.
Yeah, but that's Old Testament. That as Christians, you know as well as I do, we don't take Old Testament. Old Testament, that's old. That's old. And we don't do the new.
The Word of God.
Yeah, but we're not Jews. We're Christians. And the Jews, that's their Bible. But we got the new one. And so
Jesus is a fulfillment of the Old Testament.
Right.
Jesus fulfilled the law.
But he said, Jesus said, I've come with a new law and a new commandment, which was love thy neighbor as thyself and love God. Now, so the old, with all that stuff about,
laying down with another man?
Well, that...
Okay, I mean, that's what we're talking about. And a lot of Christians will say, well, look at that.
Well, yeah, I do believe that, but I don't... But this guy's... What you're selling today, son, I ain't buying.
I think what you've said, Mark, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you have your scripture, and you were speaking from experience as a Christian, having read the Bible. Why don't you want to believe that?
What, putting a man to death because the prediction? What about John the Baptist?
He got his head cut off, and he wasn't wrong either. All right, listen, Mark, thank you. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll go over to Joe on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, I've been studying the Bible. I was recently baptized, as early as this December. And, the group, that I study with, it's in a Baptist church. And, the understanding is that it's not pinpointed to an actual date. and how, you know, and, uh-huh. and because I don't necessarily believe that, am I going to hell? Is that you know, what you're saying, basically? Like, you know, well, I do believe that I've been saved.
You got to be ready, because, you know.
I accepted, you know, Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You know, I've given my life
enough.
To Christ.
Yeah, it ain't good enough. You're going to have to.
What do you mean it ain't good enough?
You've got to
do
like,
more.
All right, hold on, Joe. Hold on, because I don't want to leave you hanging there. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Steve Bozell.
That ain't good enough.
Phil Hendry.
Probably going to burn.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here this hour, talking with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, about the so-called rapture. I know, Steve, you are a believer that this is going to take place tomorrow. It's interesting how this guy, Mr. Camping, he's a radio station owner. He is a man, obviously a devout Christian, I would guess. I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt. He has these small nonprofit radio stations, and he has made this prediction that is sort of, if anything's gone viral, this had. Why should I believe this guy?
I think you believe Mr. Camping, Phil, in much the same way that we've given our trust in all of the many years that I've done to people who have, you know, on the radio, and he's a broadcaster. I think you know, he's on the radio, and he's talked about all of the things that are going to happen. For a long time, I listened to Dr. Laura. I know she's a Jew, but she has been, not in terms of Christianity, although I think she is a Christian, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think she's a devoutly Jewish.
I don't know, but even if she is, I think she knows what she means. And also, if you want to talk about Glenn Becker, any of the people that are reliable and have told us what's going to happen, and the same thing with Harold Camping. And
well, I don't know, you know, about Glenn Becker, Dr. Laura, what they've said, but obviously, if you have some confidence in them, I'm trying to look at this from the standpoint of a believer in God. I was raised Catholic.
That is technically not really Christian. You know?
All right, well, that's fine. And I've had that argument before with people. I don't want to have the argument with you. Nonetheless, you know, I believe in life, not death. I believe in building life and encouraging life and not the other way around. I believe in being a good citizen and a member of my community. But if something that is beyond my control, something of a, if you'll pardon me for saying this, supernatural nature takes place tomorrow, there's not a whole heck of a lot I can do.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Henry. Yes, there is. You can give it over and give it up. And the first time that I heard someone say to me, give it up, you know, to Jesus, I didn't like the terminology because it sounded like I was, it sounded in a lot of ways like I was somebody's punk.
You were what?
I'm sorry.
Take your time.
It sounded like when they first said to me to give it on over, I was being someone's yard punk.
Being someone's yard punk, how?
In giving it over to Jesus. And then I knew what they meant. And boy, it's not too long off now, and everything I'm looking at, and every way that I've been in my life, and I think about it some more, and I can't believe that it's here. And I'm just telling you, Mr. Henry, and everybody in your audience, that you should be ready, and I'm very sorry that the U.S. government did not take the opportunity to at least take it seriously, and instead they did a zombie book, or I don't know what they did. They did some boogeyman advertisement.
It was a book on zombies, and it had to do with promoting hurricane preparedness, which is, you know, in my opinion, and only my opinion, really the bigger threat for this forthcoming season, not the rapture. But that's just me. 877-876-7445. Here is Joe back in Manhattan in New York City. Now, Joe, you were saying you have recently converted, you have recently been saved, you have recently begun your Bible study, and you feel that you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you're a good man.
Well, my thing is,
correct?
I've given my life to Christ. You know, I live for Jesus. I've given it up the way he's describing. So, but I just, in the Bible study that I've done and the preparedness that I have for this life, I'm ready for this any day. It's an any day thing to happen. When the rapture does come, whenever anything happens, the steps that I've taken to save myself is that I've given myself to, you know, to be led by my Lord and Savior to what I believe is, you know, the promised, you know, heaven.
Okay.
Or the afterlife.
This is Steve Bozell. Okay, now, I hear what you're saying, but are you, you know, because if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I am prepared to sue a lot of people that were laughing at me.
I mean,
well, it sounds to me,
you're like trying. You're not doing it for Christ if you're going to sue people. That's what I don't understand.
No. Well, in a lot of ways, I am. Because here's why: if I'm just like you, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I happen to believe that tomorrow will be the rapture. And if for whatever reason I'm wrong, or Dr. Camping is wrong, I've been laughed at. And I've been made fun of, and people have called me all kinds, you know, gay, you're gay, all that. And why can't I sue? And that's what I'm asking, if you would join me in a class action lawsuit against people who laughed at us.
I'm not looking for monetary gain by this. My heart is with Jesus. My heart is that God, you know, believes in his people, and I am the children of God. You know, I don't, whenever it is, you know. But I'm blessed every single day that I'm able to live yet another day and serve him.
You understand? Don't people laugh at you and go, ha ha, you know.
I've been laughed at, you know. I mean, I don't know, man.
I want to ask Steve a question. What do you mean laughed at?
You know what I mean. I mean, all these cynical people are saying, oh, yeah, the rapture. Yeah, sure. You know, you better get your hair combed, because by the time they get done sucking you up to heaven, your hair will be mussed. Ridiculous thing.
There's about 300 kids online to see Lady Gaga at SNL tonight. And they don't even have the chance of getting a ticket because there's only maybe standby. And there's people going there laughing at them all night long. They've been there since Tuesday. There's people going and evangelizing to them and preaching to them how they're going to hell for worshiping this person. When in fact, it's just you know, something. I mean, people get laughed at all the time for all kind of beliefs or things that they want to, you know, stand behind, whatever cause. You know, but if you believe in your Savior is something that you have, you know, your conviction about it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. You said they shouldn't be laughed at about being punked. You said something about being punked.
Remember when you said you gave it over to Jesus? I felt like I was some punk, you know, on the yard.
I'm not judging you, everybody has their past and have experiences.
Yeah, okay.
But that's almost a prison mentality that you're describing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not in prison.
We're
going to give it over.
If you've given your life wherever you are in the world,
right.
even for those brothers and sisters incarcerated right now, even them, when they've given their life to Christ, they're expressing a freedom.
Come on, give it over. What am I giving over now? A pack of cigarettes or something else?
Oh, come on. I mean, this is a gentleman here. Joe is telling you, to him, that meant giving his life to Jesus. Joe, thanks very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Right away, you get told, can you give it over to Jesus? And you're thinking about being inside?
Mr. Henry, you know, old habits die hard. And
so the minute a guy came up to you and said, will you give it over to Jesus, you were thinking about being punk raped or something.
Hey, I didn't say that, but...
Well, you're thinking it.
Okay, but I'm not like that no more. And you're the one, you're the one that's not the believer. I am. You're the one that ought to be sweating bullets, because tomorrow night comes, you know, don't let the sun go down on you.
Yeah, 877-876-PHIL. I ain't really much sweating it. I'm sorry. Here is Amanda in Detroit listening on WDTW. Amanda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm wondering is about, you're saying that you are listening to this Harold Camping guy because he is a part of a Christian radio station with the head of...
Yes, ma'am.
I've never listened
to him. Yes, ma'am.
Personally. But you're saying that's pretty much justifying your point as to why you should believe him when, really, if you're talking about the same Bible that I am, it does state that no one, no man, nor angel, not even the Son of God will know, only the Father. And if you believe that he is coming, why would you not believe in your Lord as opposed to a man in your radio?
Well, see, here's the thing. The radio station, and when you hear it, and all the talk stations that I've heard, and you too, they're pretty well authority on a lot of things. Now, I'm not saying everything. And then the other thing is, okay, I know you can't predict the day, but what if he's just saying, because it is the season, what if he's taking a lucky guess? You know,
well, the thing is, this has been going on since my I'm 21 years old. This has been going on since my great grandparents and before them.
That's the truth. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's been going on since your great grandparents?
The signs, if you want to call it, the signs, the happenings, the leading up to the rapture.
Exactly. So if this guy camping, who I wouldn't know if I tripped over him in a street, but they tell me he's good, if this guy camping threw the dice and it comes up 7-Eleven, I want to have money on this number. He might really think he knows what he's talking about,
but there's children crying right now, you know, not wanting to go
yes,
to bed because of this.
I know.
There's people that have already committed suicide, so I've heard. Like,
right.
That's on them, but it's just the fact that this man is scaring these people. And if no,
I just want to get set and ready. And in case they do pick me up, I want to have, you know, everything set to go. And if they don't, then someone's going to get sued. Oh, man.
I almost
hope they don't take me up so I can get the lawsuits rolling because, oh, baby.
You sound almost vindictive.
Well, if it doesn't happen, someone's been lying to me.
Well,
but
you know something?
He's lying to millions of people.
Yeah.
He's lying to millions of people.
Oh,
there's man. If no one's going to know when the time is really going to come, then how can you just believe some man that predicted this in 94 when I was 4 years old? Thank God I didn't know about it because I told about it.
Well, you know something? People have been predicting the end of the world for as long as I've been alive. I remember, and I've got a very vivid memory of going to the Coliseum as a kid for a football game, and a guy standing on the corner while a crowd is going into the stadium with a bullhorn and a sign saying, "Repent, repent. The end is nigh," you know?
Yeah, well, that's it. It is. How long ago was that?
In the early 60s.
Okay, that's in God years, that's like 5 seconds.
In God years?
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, thank you very much.
Oh, I see. So I'm getting blown off. All right,
thank you.
You're going to embarrass me in front of her?
Yeah, thank you very much, Amanda. I'm not embarrassing you in front of her. And
thank
I'm not,
you very much. You
yes,
have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
You
I'm not embarrassing you in front of her.
Well, she's embarrassing. You embarrassed me in front of this young lady.
No, I did not. Thank you very much, Amanda. What I said was that we got... Yeah, thank you.
No, you're blowing me off and talking to her. And I made a point. You're all like, yeah, thanks a lot. Anyway, Amanda, what's your phone number? God.
I didn't say anything of the sort. You know it, and I know it, and Amanda knows it. 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell with us, as we've had an opportunity here to talk with Steve. He is a stone believer that tomorrow is Rapture Day, and not really knowing the specifics about the rapture myself, I've been hearing people this hour say that it is biblically, it's unsound to predict a date or a time, maybe, maybe not. Mr. Bozell is with us, and he has, as he says, he has gotten himself ready. He is going to sue if there isn't a rapture, but it's not going to be Harold Camping. It's going to be the people that mocked him and laughed at him. And essentially, I said to him, you know, well, didn't they laugh and mock Noah? And he said Noah, you know, didn't have a superior courts to go to sue people. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show next hour. It's our news and commentary hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Mm-hmm.
call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and broadcasting every night from the El Pacifico. And if you've joined us online at philhendryshow.com, you can see right behind me the beautiful Pacific Ocean here, where we're located each and every night broadcasting this show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots, right here on the western edge of this grand United States of America. With me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, a man who believes that tomorrow will be the beginning of the end times. The rapture will take place, as predicted by Mr. Harold Camping. Mr. Camping, the owner of a number of religious radio stations. And we're going to get back to some phone calls, but I have to tell you, Steve, I have to laugh when I hear that the guy that's made this prediction owns radio stations. You thought it was a sign of, you know, gave you some confidence. But the fact that the guy owns radio stations, religious radio stations in particular, just put a smile on my face.
Why is that?
I've been in this business for so long, and I've seen these alleged Christian broadcasters. They're every bit as money-grubbing as anybody else. I mean, this guy's 89 years old, you know. And
well, so he's 89 years old, so what? I mean, that right there should tell you that he's made his money in his life, and now he wants to do the thing
He wants to do what? The ultimate thing in his life?
Yes, sir. The ultimate thing, which is to warn people that the rapture's coming, and, you know, Katie, bar the door. You better batten down the hatches. And to think that my whole life I prepared myself for this as a Christian, and I've been laughed at, and I've been pointed at, and I've been giggled toward, and as I've trod these steps. You know, Mr. Henry, there's a song called "I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now." I don't know if you know that song. But the song is about a man saying, I don't care. They can show me all of the money in the world. They can show me the gold and everything. But I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. But it's not quite true for me. I would take a little something for myself. And that's if I could sue. And I mean sue. Oh, baby, I want to sue. People that laughed at me.
Does that mean you want the rapture not to happen so you can sue them?
That's my temptation. That's the devil talking.
The devil telling you, let's not have a rapture, let's have a lawsuit.
No, it's the devil saying, let's not have a rapture, but I think it is just for me to want to just sue people. I want to sue people right into the earth, as if they're a permanent part of the permafrost.
877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show. That sounds very vindictive. Doesn't sound religious at all. Here is Heather in Pennsylvania. Hi, Heather. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Steve Bozell. Go ahead, please.
My comment was that no man can know the day nor the hour. So
right.
You can pretty much guarantee it's not going to happen tomorrow. If you do believe in God and you believe in his word, the Bible says you cannot know the day. So this could be the end times. It might be soon. It might not be for another 50 years. And all you need to know is to be ready for it, but you cannot know the day or the hour. And you can't go around
okay,
suing
let me
people
ask
that
you.
Laugh at you.
Let me ask you this question, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying then means that when it occurs, it has to occur on a day that no man on earth predicted it would. It has to occur on a day that no one said to another person, it's going to happen on such and such a day. Now, how's that possible? With all the Christians that we have in this world, there's always somebody predicting when it's going to happen.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm saying, if the end time comes, if the rapture comes on a day, how do they know it's going to be a day that no one predicted it would be on a day? God, please let me explain it. On a day that it would happen on, is what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking the lady. How does she know it wouldn't happen on a day that would happen? You see?
Because the Bible says no man can know the day nor the hour. So if you're claiming that you know, you're wrong. Because Scripture is infallible, that would mean that the Word of God is false.
So when the rapture occurs, it'll be on a day that no man said he knew on that day it would be. Now, you took an issue with me when I said I want to sue. The reason why I want to sue is because if the rapture don't happen, and I've gotten already and prepped up just as you have as a Christian, and now the rapture don't happen, And I got more of these monkeys laughing at me than ever before. Don't you think, man?
What's going through your mind then, Steve?
I am humiliated. I've been made to look like a fool.
But you can't sue people for that. If you want to go around saying crazy things like that, you can even go around and insist that pigs fly. If people laugh at you, you can't turn around and sue them.
You know that saying pigs fly or that the rapture is, those are two totally different things. I mean, pigs flying, yeah, right. But the rapture, that is going to happen. Maybe not on the day that I said. Okay.
But what she's saying is if you go around saying stuff that people are not accustomed to hearing, they are going to look at you funny, you know?
Look at me funny.
And if they laugh at you, so what? You can't sue people because they laugh at you. And even Christ said in the Bible, you will be laughed at, mocked at, scorned. You will be persecuted for my sake. If you choose to believe in him, he's told us, he told the disciples, you will be
persecuted. Right, but he didn't say don't sue. Right, but he didn't say don't sue.
I think the Bible says that the Lord...
Well, Phil Hendry.
He said, if you can sue, go ahead and do that.